You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It's time for the trending report. Hey, Jeremy, the Nuggets beat Utah handily last night.
Good.
They That's whipped good. Them.
Nice.
Nuggets play again tonight against Detroit. We can destroy Detroit.
They don't They're even sound good, do they? Oh. Yuck.
The Avs, however, lost in overtime at Minnesota.
Oh, nuts.
Those two teams get on flights. I wonder if they share a flight. Wouldn't that be funny? Because they're both coming now back to Denver for a game at Ball Arena tomorrow night. It would be funny if they put them on the same plane.
Share the gas, right?
They might as well. Listen, I don't know if you're the type of person who's like, oh, I just need normal in my life, like baseball. Let's get the boys of summer out on the field.
I'm constantly talking about baseball, Dom.
Yeah. They were supposed to report to spring training here in the next few days, but now Major League Baseball has proposed a one-month delay in starting spring training due to the coronavirus. They're talking about now even slashing the regular season from 162, and I had my fingers crossed that they would say a 100-game season. No, they said 154. That's not much. That's just 8 games.
Yeah.
But they're also floating the idea of expanding the playoffs from 10 to 14. So that would be almost half the teams. Why not just let them all into the playoffs and give everyone a trophy?
Yeah, right. Oh, baseball.
Baseball. Did you see that the Rockies could be losing superstar Nolan Arenado?
This week, yeah. Or
did they
this
get
weekend.
That finalized? They're talking about it.
You
I
were
never
asking
saw it
the wrong
finalized.
Guy, sir. The wrong guy.
Anyway, it's I'll update that, but they were talking about trading him to St. Louis for a relief pitcher or some dude for the bullpen. Huh. That's just the kind of move the Rockies would make. What else is going on? There's a story that I was writing a little piece about this for the Mindbender Club this morning, too. It's this study that was done out of Wisconsin about how losing weight quickly can make you look much, much older. It has to do with your face fat. Mm-hmm. That if you drop a lot of weight and you drop it pretty quickly, a lot of times your face gets that kind of sunken look.
Yeah,
you know,
you look kind of sickly a little bit.
In like this, and your eyes get hollow and such.
Like what happened to your face?
And it drops down into your jowl, so suddenly you got the skinny. And they say it just makes you look like you've really aged. So now doctors are advising people to try to, if you're going to lose weight, do it gradually. Do it gradually.
Okay.
And, Jeremy, consume plenty of omega-3s. I think you do
yeah,
that,
flaxseed, fish oil, sure.
They said omega-3 fats, fruits, vegetables, because they want to give your face a chance to catch up to everything.
All right. Catch up face. Catch
but
up.
But the good news out of all of this is that they think by studying this the way they have, they're going to be able to apply all of these lessons to future cosmetic surgery. So, because do you remember when it was Renee Zellweger and Celine Dion? I think they both had like some sort of work done or something like that, but they dropped a lot of weight too. And remember how when Renee Zellweger showed up and nobody had seen her for a couple of years or something, and suddenly people were like, "Ah, what happened?
Who are you?"
Some of the people in this associated with this report are like, "That's what happens to you." Anyway, so it does not mean you're supposed to fall off your New Year's Eve resolution.
It's in a way you're just saying, stay fat, you'll look younger.
That's, I think there's a lot of people cheering this
news. Your face looks so good.
Oh, good. I'll just have cake. What else is trending?
Hey, look at here. It rolled over to February 1st. We're flying through the year. There's a couple stories out today. Spring is just 47 days away. That's exciting. And then Christmas, 327 days away. If you want to celebrate the first, it's Change Your Password Day. So it's the day to get on and change that 1234567890 password to your bank account and make it something just a little bit harder, probably. Today's the day you're going to want to do it. I also wonder if hackers take advantage of this day, knowing that people are going to be changing their passwords and they somehow are able to watch. That's where my mind went. You know, I don't know if they do like a remote login to your computer or one of those things where it tracks your keyboard. And I'm wondering if hacking goes through the roof today. I'll have to talk to my buddy about that. Did you see this funny story? It was making the rounds this weekend about the Amber Alert, which is not a funny thing. It's a very important thing. But it was issued on Friday. On Friday, it was issued for a boy named Glenn, and he was described as a five-year-old, 2'3" kid, 6 pounds. And the suspect in the disappearance was a 28-year-old man named Chucky, who is 3'1", 16 pounds, carrying a huge kitchen knife. And under the race, they put doll. So as you can see, it's Chucky from Child's Play, and it turned out to be this test, and those were the two people that they put into it. The Glenn was, I believe, like Chucky's son or something. I don't know.
Son of Chucky?
It's from The Bride of Chucky. I never saw it. I don't know. Anyway, it was just a test, but it went out to a bunch of people, and there's the little Chucky doll in the picture as the suspect. Kind of funny. Sad news for people that want to go to Coachella this year. It's been canceled again. And country folks, Stagecoach, the Stagecoach Country Music Festival.
No.
Also been canceled. Double bummer, man. Double bummer.
Never mind. I was going to talk about something I saw regarding masks, but we can't win if we talk about that, so I won't.
Okay.
Never mind.
All right.
Sorry.
I do have some Rona stuff, though, to talk about. This is just so sad to me because it broke my heart about a year, 2 years ago when Toys R Us closed down. Mm-hmm. I went into the one that was by my house. I took pictures. I wandered around. That was a store that was near and dear to my heart growing up, you know, in the 80s.
You cried a little bit.
I teared up a little bit. I was like, Toys R Us is going away. Well, then I got super excited when they reopened two stores. They reopened them. Some investors scooped up the name or whatever. They opened up two new stores. Now both of those are closing because of the pandemic. So double whammy throat punch, man. No more Toys R Us, which is surprising because I keep reading stories about how toy sales are through the roof during the pandemic because parents are looking for things for their kids to do. So I guess they weren't going to Toys R Us. They're going to Amazon, aren't they? Levi's is recognizing that after the pandemic, our future is probably sweatpants. We've all become quite accustomed to sweatpants, and now Levi's has launched their first ever line of sweats. And I guess they're selling really well. They're planning a bigger collection next year. I looked at some of them. Even some of the sweats look like jeans. So it kind of looks like you're wearing jeans, but instead you're packing on the quarantine 15, but your face looks great. Really young.
Right.
This is a little scary. Airline pilots have been making errors, Dom, during the pandemic. They say they're just a little rusty because not as many people have been flying. So they're in there like, what does this button do?
Flap? What's a flap? Is it really supposed to be down or is it supposed to be up?
I don't remember. That's a little scary, man.
It instills confidence, doesn't it?
It sure does. What else is going on? Oh, here's your Fat America. Limited edition version of Lucky Charms coming out for St. Patrick's Day this year. And I guess the shtick here is when you're finished eating it, all your milk is going to be green for St. Patrick's Day. And it's Lucky Charms.
Hey, we're okay with that.
Artificial colors are my favorite. Give me some of them Levi's sweatpants. All right, Dom, clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Check out the funny TikTok video I posted on there today. It was the question was the harsh realization that you're getting old. And it was from a 7th grade drama teacher, and he posted a good one. And his dry delivery on this is fantastic. But he realized he was old when he was trying to teach a skit to his students that involved writing a note, like passing a love note.
Okay.
And all the kids, he said, were really confused looking. They had no idea what he was talking about. And he had to actually explain what it was like back in the day when
taking
you had to write a note. You
took an implement in your hand.
And you write a note and you secretly pass it. And kids are like, texting, teach. So they were so confused by passing a note. The video is pretty funny. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Does that break your heart just
it
a little
does.
Bit?
I know. It does kind of realize, make you realize that you're like, dang.
You're ancient.
We're old. We had paper.